Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good evening and good morning, depending on where you are across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It is Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell here as part of Sports Overnight America on NBA Trade Deadline Day. And in the United States and across the world, it's National Pizza Day. Ironically, a road show from Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. It'll be our home for Super Bowl weekend, which will kick off actually tonight, because we're here in central Iowa, right outside of Des Moines, again, 2.5 miles northeast of the legendary Iowa State Fairgrounds. And what's interesting is front and center, the Iowa Hawkeyes men's team tonight on the road at number one Purdue, and the Iowa women in action against number two Indiana. So it is a big night for hoop on National Pizza Day, and we've got a road show here at Muggsy's as we get ready for a big Super Bowl weekend. 44 flat screens and incredible pizza, incredible food, and a packed house here on Sunday. Ash Lynn, who manages this, she'll join us tomorrow at this time. We're at about 10 after the hour tomorrow, kind of set the weekend. So if you're looking to set up your tent with your Super Bowl party, we've got the spot for you at Muggsy's. Again, Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. It's going to be a wonderful place. Again, the place is bustling. NBA trade deadline news. We'll get into that. What a difference a player can make. Kevin Durant has landed in Phoenix. You knew it was coming, folks. We saw it coming a mile away when they said, well, we're going to discuss possibilities. And he was going to, you know, kind of sense the direction, lick his finger and put it to the wind and see which way the winds were blowing with the Brooklyn franchise. And once Kyrie demanded the trade, it was just a matter of time. That was a package deal, and the package unraveled. It went unwrapped, and Durant obviously, you know, found a good home, because the Suns are now in the West, the favorite. Celtics in the East, the undermanned Celtics last night with an impressive win at home against upstart Philadelphia, and former coach of the Celtics, Doc Rivers. So we'll get into that. But big college hoops here in the Midwest. So we'll spin that and we'll get into the Super Bowl. And Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Fame tight end with the Chiefs and Falcons, he'll join us at Dom's Download. And we'll do that about 25 past the hour. We'll take it to the top of the next hour here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It is Sirius XM. And obviously the digital channel 967 around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We'll do a lot on the NBA deadline. The trades are still being announced. I mean, the deadline was 2 hours and 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago, but some of the deals, you know, all sorts of things, physicals and other stuff. But, you know, Durant's the big one to the Suns, 4 first-round picks, and just, you know, obviously he's a franchise player, and he's going to dramatically improve the Phoenix Suns. Right now, Boston and Phoenix would be the odds-on favorites to line up opposite each other in the NBA Finals in June, but we'll see how that goes. Obviously, the Warriors were active. We'll get Dominic to weigh in on that. And again, we got Tony Gonzalez coming up. LeBron's out tonight. The Lakers were very active. They dealt Thomas Bryant to the Nuggets. They also got Mo Bamba from Orlando. The Clippers got Bones Highland out of Denver. They moved John Wall and some other pieces. It was just a hectic, chaotic day. You're going to need a scorecard if you're scoring at home. And we'll do that coming up during Downs Download. But we want to get Tony Gonzalez in here. We'll do a fire drill fashion with Tony Gonzalez. Dom did a great job with that, so we will get that. Obviously, the Lakers getting D'Angelo Russell and getting rid of Westbrook. Westbrook goes to the Jazz. He will never, in all probability, play a single minute in Utah. It looks like a buyout will be in place. And then he's going to be available to any and all comers, and who knows where he's going to end up. I think he's done. I was arguing with people at the start of last year that look, Westbrook at one time was, you know, a walking triple double. He just was. But I mean, he just can't shoot anymore. It just didn't work. James, Anthony Davis, just the way that team structured, Westbrook just didn't, he never got comfortable. And that's kind of in his defense, because he was used to being the go-to guy, and he was really the third option. And even then, he went through such a horrific downturn where his just shooting was abysmal, turnovers, and just he didn't help. He didn't need help looking bad. And so and then the losing, and then just the defensive woes, it just became dysfunctional right from the get-go. So that's addition by subtraction. And D'Angelo Russell with his second tour of duty with the Lakers, that's going to be interesting. So we'll do the NBA stuff later on. But front and center, look at Super Bowl Sunday. Obviously, we're going to spend a lot of attention on that tomorrow on a Football Friday. Today's a day really to start to get ready to pass the baton. And, you know, college basketball, and from where I sit in the Midwest, the women's game has taken on. You know, we talked about the WNBA yesterday with the Las Vegas Aces a year ago, and Sue Bird out in Seattle in the offseason moves. Look, well, I'm not going to go crazy on the WNBA, but what I want to tell you is from where I sit in the Midwest, particularly at Iowa, the women's game with this Iowa and Iowa State, these entries right now, Big Ten and Big 12 respectively, very good teams. And 15 minutes from now when we're doing the show, and then you'll hear the replay later on, the game will go final. But Iowa women and Caitlin Clark, who's out of West Des Moines Dowling Catholic High School, she's going to be a legitimate star in the WNBA. She is that good. She is very, very good. She reminds me of Sue Bird. It's ironic that Sue Bird has passed the torch. Caitlin Clark she might be that good. She might be that good. If she was playing at UConn, Tennessee, or South Carolina, she'd be a household name. And even then, she's playing with Iowa, and Lisa Bluter, the coach there, has done a good job with the Lady Hawkeyes. She's getting her attention, but she is that good. So that game comes up on the Big Ten Network, if you're listening live on the stream, in the next 15 minutes or so. And I'll throw a few little early game updates in there. It'll be a little bit dated later on, but we'll have scores, interviews, and highlights with SportsOver.America. So we're gonna give you a spoiler alert. And then later tonight, you got number one Purdue, and I watched a lot of them on Saturday because Matt Painter, and I didn't realize he's what, year 18 now or 17 at Purdue, 18 years total. I think he had 1 year where he was in the Missouri Valley Conference. And then ascended, became Gene Katie's successor at Purdue. And he's done a phenomenal job. He's flown under the radar screen. He's got a big 7'4" kid out of Toronto in Zach Eddy. Zach Eddy he had 33 and I think 18 on Saturday against Indiana. And they still lost the game. Purdue maintains number one for now, but Iowa comes rolling into Mackey Arena tonight. And I think the difference in this game will be the guard play. Zach Eddy will get his. He'll probably hang 30 to 35 and then another 18 to 22 boards and 3 or 4 block shots. But Purdue is more than that, but they're not a great perimeter shooting team. So, you know, on a day where we're going to spend a lot of time on the NBA trade deadline, you really do have some good college basketball. And that game tonight is featured 7 East, 6 Central. And 4 o'clock on the West Coast. So as this show goes final and this show goes complete at the top of the hour, right away we pass. And, you know, other than that, UCLA tonight among ranked teams, Gonzaga's home tonight. They got USF, University of San Francisco. St. Mary's is taking on Loyola Marymount. Arizona is in the Berkeley, East Bay, Arizona's at Cal, USC, Oregon. But tonight, it really is Big Ten. That is the featured game of the night, and it's getting front and center coverage on ESPN2. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. We'll toss you a few updates on the women's game where Caitlin Clark is on display with this amazing Iowa team. Some people, they're ranked 5th in the country, Indiana 2. A lot of people think it's going to be a Gamecock Invitational once a year, that Dawn Staley's team is just too deep. They've got the Boston gal who's just playing out of her mind once again. So we'll see how it ultimately shakes out. But as South Carolina falters, there's going to be a mad scramble with some Big Ten teams right in the mix and two most notables, Indiana and Iowa, squaring off tonight. Now back to the men's side. You know, Purdue, like I said, Zach Eady at 7'4", you know, he hung 33 at 18 on Indiana Saturday. Iowa has no answer for him defensively. They just don't. What they have to do is they have to shut down the guards. And the guards here don't shoot well for Purdue from the perimeter. Fletcher Lawyer, kid out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, nice player. Braden Smith, they've got some local homespun kids from Indiana. Mason Gillis, Caleb First, and then even they go 8-9 guys who score anywhere from 22 points a game. They have 2 double-digit scorers. They have, I believe, Eddy and Fletcher Lawyer at about 12 points per game. After that, it's single digits, but they go about 8 or 9 deep. And so they have guys that can come off that bench for Matt Painter. That's what makes Purdue very hard. And you don't see that much anymore. You do at Kentucky. You do at Purdue. You do a little bit, say, at North Carolina. Kansas is a lot like that. They go about seven or eight deep. But, boy, you see college basketball teams right now, if they're going eight, it's shocking. There are teams out there that play rotations of six guys, seven guys at the most. When you see eight, it's almost a rarity today, at least among the majors and even some of the mid-majors we see on ESPN. So this will be an interesting matchup tonight. Look, Purdue, if they get the inside-outside game going, they're going to get the inside game going because Eddie's got no opposition defensively. Iowa's got no answer. If they can get him in foul trouble, they probably got a big chance. But if they don't, it's going to be a long night on the inside. The difference, though, is Iowa's got enough guard play and enough guys in the front court on the wings and down in the low block. If they can get away from Eddie and his defensive prowess, this could be an interesting game. So it kind of has a feel, you know, with the Super Bowl ending on Sunday, and then we really turn headlong into college basketball. This kind of serves on a Thursday night in February. Got a few snowflakes flying here in the Midwest. This is a game where people will get into it tonight. I think people will really get into this game because it's, you know, Big Ten. Obviously, it's a big deal in these parts. But a Purdue team, which the minute they have ascended to number one and inherited the number one spot with some other teams faltering this year, they haven't been a good shepherd and a good keeper of the number one spot. Beaten by Indiana. They were beaten previously this year. And held on to number one after a loss. So they're not invincible. They're very, very good, and they could flex their might tonight at home at Mackey Arena. So that's where we start tonight. A little bit of college basketball. The NBA trade deadline is come and gone. A lot of movement. Mega trades, you know, a couple. But for the most part, it was about Durant, Kyrie Irving, and then a lot of teams shedding guys that they didn't want to deal with in terms of money they owe them and guaranteed contracts and so on and so forth. So we'll get into that. Tony Gonzalez up next here with Dom's Download here on Sports Byline USA.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Talking the world of sports here on a Thursday, counting down to a football Friday across the country and around the world. And heard in some outpost here on the American Forces Radio Network, it's already Friday morning. So we welcome you folks in. We're going to get Tony Gonzalez here in mere moments, part of Dom's Download. We'll do the NBA stuff after. But yeah, we're getting close. Dom, we're down to less than a handful of days as we descend on Super Bowl 57, the Eagles maintaining slight favoritism. Any thoughts before we get to the piece with Tony Gonzalez? Great get, by the way. Glad to have him on. 14-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer, played over at Cal. This was an elite tight end. There's no question about that.
Definitely. Growing up, it was him and Antonio Gates for me. Those were the two guys. So to have been able to have an opportunity to talk with Tony Gonzalez was pretty cool. I think the only storyline really right now, Marty, is to watch is that the Chiefs have an illness going through the locker room. Chris Jones said, hey, I forgot who he told. But he told somebody, yeah, I'm feeling pretty crummy and it's not just me. So...
I know.
That's definitely something to watch with only a few days left because, you know, it's not just, oh, he's got a cold, he'll get over it, but he's got a cold and can't prep the way that he needs to. So it's something to watch.
Yeah. Can you imagine if this was 3 years ago in the height of COVID, though, if this had come down the pike?
Oh my gosh.
Can you? I mean, it was just so much overreaction. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, but I thought of that today when I caught wind of that. You know, the other thing too is, it sounds like Mahomes, and I heard an interesting point was his lack of mobility kept him in the pocket. And, you know, they're now saying he's not going to be 100%, that these high ankle sprains don't go away as quickly. I think he's going to be as close to 85 to 90%. We saw what he did 2 weeks ago. So I don't think he's going to be any worse for wear. But it may alter him a little bit. What are your thoughts about Mahomes and that high ankle?
I think that that's definitely a problem that the Chiefs can have. Their offensive line's been playing well, but overall this season, Mahomes has been under a bit more duress than normal. And we all know the Eagles can get after the quarterback, and how great that secondary is will allow the defensive line even more time to get after a not 100% mobile Patrick Mahomes. So... I've seen a lot of props where people are like, definitely take the under on this guy on sacks. And I'm like, I think Mahomes is going to be under a lot of pressure. It wouldn't surprise me if they go over on the sacks. So I think it could be a problem for Mahomes for sure.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It may keep him in the pocket a little bit more, but it's going to be that offensive line. What people don't realize is Kansas City has a pretty elite offensive line, but they're going to face a pass rush that they haven't seen, if at all, this year. The other thing, too, is Philadelphia, if they were to get behind, I just saw a number, 10 of their 16 games this year, they never trailed. I mean, so they were very much a front-running team. They enjoyed the lead. They protected leads. There was a few notable exceptions, but for the most part, if they get up on you, their defense is very tough to crack. And, you know, Kansas City has shown an ability to get leads and blow leads. What we saw last year against Cincinnati, what we saw a few other times, they have blown big leads before, did it against Buffalo. So let me give you some context before we get to Gonzalez, your conversation with him today. If Philly gets a lead, that's going to be very, very tough sledding and something maybe Kansas City is not akin to and something that Philadelphia is not going to go quietly. They're going to be very, very tough if they were to get, say, a 10 or 14-point lead, 14-3. I don't think they squander a lead like that. What do you think?
I don't think so either. And there's two things with Patrick Mahomes there. One, he's not 100%, so the Chiefs' reliance on Patrick Mahomes-type things, similarly to their comeback against my 49ers, you can't necessarily rely on that because he's not 100%. You can't fall behind double digits and be like, all right, Patrick, we're going to need you to make some things happen and just save us. You can't count on that. And two, their offense is not the same offense that we've become so accustomed to. Are they still incredibly prolific? Yes. Are they still, a huge threat at any given moment? Yes. But they're not as big play reliant as they used to be. A lot of that is no Tyreek Hill anymore. They're a little more methodical. They're a little, I don't want to say West Coast offense, but they're definitely in the 10-yard range and make something happen, as opposed to Tyreek Hill's just going to outrun that guy and I'm going to throw it up and Tyreek Hill's going to catch a touchdown. It's not the same big play offense. So falling behind double digits late, I think we would not be able to see the same type of Patrick Mahomes Chiefs comeback that we're so used to.
Yeah, and I think even if it's early on, I mean, early on, say in the first half, if you get, 21-10, something like that, good luck trying to catch Philly. That defense is very, very good. All right, so Tony Gonzalez, let's get to it. And you guys hustled and got after it. This is a great get. 14-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame, former Cal Golden Bear right there in the Bay Area. Dom, take it away with Tony.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, heard across the country and around the world on Sirius and the American Forces Radio Network. It's Super Bowl week, which means we've got the fantastic guests, and I'm very excited to welcome in Hall of Fame tight end and current football analyst Tony Gonzalez to the show. He's here on behalf of Bayer Aspirin to discuss American Heart Health Month and steps fans can take to prioritize their health. And Tony, my family's been impacted by heart health. So what's your connection to heart health and heart disease, and how has it touched your life to make you want to kind of go out and spread the word about fans taking care of their hearts?
Well, my mother has heart issues. My aunt has heart issues. And my grandmother, who's 104 years old, has heart issues. They all take Bayer aspirin once in the morning, once at night, but it hits home because it's in my family. A lot of this stuff is hereditary, so I need to do the best thing possible to make sure that I'm healthy for my family and my loved ones. But then if I can help spread the word with Bayer to get people to go out there and make sure you're doing your best to be around for your family and your loved ones.
And I don't think fans really think about heart health while enduring the stress of watching your favorite team, and then you add the junk food for when there's a big game or the Super Bowl. So what are some steps that fans can take to just be more mindful while watching their favorite teams play of their heart health?
Yeah, well, you talk about watching your favorite team play. There's a crazy stat that your risk of a heart attack doubles when you're rooting for your home football team. So Wow. Keep that in mind. I thought that was nuts. But there's a lot of different things you can do. Obviously, nutrition, exercise, stress management, meditation. But another great thing you can do that Bayer has, they have a great website called checkyourheartrisk.com that you can go to. I did the test yesterday where it takes 5-10 minutes max, and you just put your first name in there if you don't want to put your last name, and it'll just questionnaire asking you all sorts of questions about your health, and it'll spit out where you're at, where your risk level's at, whether you're low risk, medium risk, or high risk, and then you can formulate a plan for your heart and for your health.
And Tony, we got about 40 seconds. As one of the all-time greats at the tight end position, how excited are you to get to see two of the best tight ends square off in the Super Bowl with Dallas Goedert and Travis Kelce going at it?
I'm so glad you said that. Obviously, Travis is getting all the headlines, which he deserves. He's the best tight end in the NFL right now. But Dallas Goedert, too, he's a phenomenal football player, really coming into his own this year. I'm glad he's getting the recognition. But these two guys, they're matchup nightmares. These guys are going to have huge impacts. Both of them, I believe, will go over 50, 60 yards in this game and have a huge impact on whether or not their team wins.
That is the Hall of Fame tight end and current analyst Tony Gonzalez on behalf of Bayer Aspirin to discuss American Heart Health Month and steps fans can take to prioritize their health. Make sure you go to checkyourheartrisks.com for more info and to take their survey. Tony, thanks so much for taking some quick time, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
All right, buddy.
That was Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Fame tight end. I'm Dominic Jimenez. More Sports Byline on the other side.
Yeah, and that's right. Tony Gonzalez on behalf of Bayer Aspirin, and you're hearing a lot of that this week out at the Super Bowl, and great to get 14-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez, and on Dominic's Download, presented by, again, Bayer Aspirin, presenting us with Tony Gonzalez, and Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, here on Sports Byline Broadcast. All right, well, I'll fill the rest of the few minutes here, then we'll bring Dom back on the other side. We'll get to the NBA trade deadline. Iowa women, the Indiana women, Iowa ranked fifth in the country, and Indiana ranked number two in the country. Indiana off to a quick 5-0 lead in that game, but we'll keep an eye on that one. Into the night with scores, interviews, and highlights. Purdue, Iowa men, and then Lakers, Bucks with no LeBron tonight. He's out with an ankle, but we'll recap all the NBA trade stuff as well. It was a hellacious day to try to keep track of it. And the number of draft choices to talk about, clumps, 4 and 5 second-round picks. A couple number ones here, a couple 3 or 4 number twos here. The NBA draft, and teams like the Lakers and Clippers, normally, you know, they're in a fan base where, you know, the Dodgers are relevant. You know, the Rams are coming off a Super Bowl championship a year ago after faltering. Building through the draft is usually something in Los Angeles where the fan bases really don't have a lot of patience, so they don't stockpile picks. And they didn't early on in this deadline, but at the end, the Lakers were stockpiling some second-round picks, and Patrick Beverley ended up getting shipped to Orlando. So there's just been a busy day. So we'll do that with Dom on the other side. Great job out of Tony Gonzalez and Bear Aspen. We appreciate them coming in. Kelsey's going to be a key, undoubtedly, but you know what? The Philadelphia defense is going to have at least a response to Kelsey. He's going to get his 10 to 12 targets a game. There'll be no question about that. We'll see what Philadelphia's defense yields insofar as Kelsey and Mahomes are concerned. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. It is Calling All Sports throughout the night. We've got scores, interviews, and highlights. We'll give you what's streaming and what's on the tube tonight. Decent menu of sports on this Thursday on the eve of a Football Friday, the final Football Friday of the year here across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
All right, welcome back here, Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll do an expanded version of Dom's download when I get to the NBA trade deadline. Well, Dom, Durant, Irving, some other, Russell Westbrook. I will start right there. I don't think he's ever going to put on a Utah Jazz uniform. I think they're going to buy him out and send him along the way. What are you hearing?
That actually makes perfect sense. I haven't heard anything whether he's actually going to suit up or not. The one thing I will say is I think Russell Westbrook is enough of a competitor that even if he does end up staying with the Jazz, he's going to try. And with the team that they have, they're a young team. They don't necessarily have a superstar. Yes, Lauri Markkanen's been really good. Colin Sexton's been good, but let's get real. Neither of those guys are superstars. I think Russell go out and triple double it up if he does play.
But his contract is a beast. I mean, his contract is just such a disaster. I don't know if the Lakers and GD Buss had to eat much of it. I haven't seen the particulars, but that contract, and I don't know what kind of buyout Utah can facilitate, but it'll be interesting to see how that ultimately comes to pass. Wiseman in Golden State, obviously, the Warriors weren't going to be sitting idly by, and they didn't. They didn't make any – well, no, they made some decent moves. How do you think the Warriors did in your backyard?
I'm a little confused by it, and I know that James Wiseman and his role in the Warriors is incredibly polarizing amongst Warriors fans. You've got half the fan base, me included, saying, hey, give him some minutes. Let's see what he can actually do when you give him some minutes. And then the other half, like, he's not doing anything. Get rid of him. What a waste of a draft pick. And in retrospect, some of the other guys that went in that 2020 draft after him, LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Maxey, Sadiq Bey, there was definitely some talent. So the Warriors may have just whiffed there. The trade, but accepting 5 second-round picks instead of Sadiq Bey, which is what the trade originally was confusing. Right. And then to flip those picks for Gary Payton II, bringing him back, is cool and all. I like having Gary Payton back. But when you look at it, they traded James Wiseman for Gary Payton, who was on the team last year, and you could have just re-signed. He wanted to stay. So overall, I guess it's great for the Warriors front office to absolve themselves of James Wiseman and realize, hey, we didn't develop him right. We whiffed. Our bad. Let's bring in a guy the fans love who can help us right now, be part of this rotation. I'm disappointed as a fan. I love James Wiseman. And with bigs, I think it takes him a few years to develop. He missed some time, right. Missed a season with his knee, didn't play a lot in college. But the skill set is so impressive. I think he could have been, obviously a huge if, I think he could have developed into a guy on a similar trajectory to Jaren Jackson Jr. in Memphis, where he had a foot problem his rookie year. He developed slowly, and now he's a three-point machine and a fantastic defender who might win Defensive Player of the Year. I think that was the ceiling for James Wiseman, given his skill set. But the Warriors said, hey, let's move on. Overall, they save money. Not my money. I don't care. Not my money. I wish they would have kept Wiseman. But overall, generally, people say it was a good deal.
Well, Payton II, you know what? Go back to last June. Do you remember that game he had against the Celtics? And he did it more than once. He had some sequences. He did a hell of a job in the finals last year against Boston. In certain sequences, he was the death knell for the Celtics. He killed them.
Yeah, no. What Gary Payton can do defensively, one-on-one, is amazing. The way he fits in with the Warriors' defensive scheme as a whole, fantastic. But one of the things that I love about Gary Payton II, getting to have watched him consistently as a Warriors fan here in the Bay Area, is that his basketball IQ is off the charts. And it seemed like any time there was a loose ball or a broken down play, Gary Payton was in the right spot. He always seemed to be right by the hoop and was a beneficiary of temporary chaos when a play breaks down. So his basketball IQ is off the charts. I'm glad to have him back. I don't like that it cost Wiseman, but hey, it happened. Let's move forward. I like having him back.
Wiseman just can't stay healthy. I mean, that's been the knock against him so far. All right. Color me skeptical. You know, to anoint the Phoenix Suns, the now inherent champions of the West, not so fast. First of all, he's not coming back till after the All-Star game. We don't know how healthy Durant's going to be. He's missed a lot of action. Granted, he came back from the Achilles. You saw him up front and center. Listen, he's an elite basketball player. I mean, as much as he's got an inside game, there's not a better shooter. The guy hits nearly 80% of his perimeter jump shots. From 15 to 18 feet, the guy hits almost 7.5 to 8 out of every 10 field goal attempts. He is, from the perimeter, deadly. That being said, are you sold that Phoenix now should be anointed the top dog in the West? What do you think? And a lot of people are ignoring Memphis and Denver right now. They really are, and I think that's a big mistake.
First off, absolutely, people should absolutely ignore Phoenix being the best team in the West. As long as Chris Paul and Devin Booker are on that team, they will not reach the finals again. I'm just going to say that now and be firm with that. Secondly, you can forget Memphis. Memphis is not built to be that kind of team. They don't have the right guys. They will not be that team. It may be me being a bitter Warriors fan a little bit. I'm not convinced by either of those two teams. If I've got to pick a team right now, there's only one team I'm picking that I can feel confident in coming out of the West, and that's Denver. And even then, I don't know how Denver's going to handle when it gets to the Western Conference Finals, because they haven't gotten there yet. And they clearly haven't won, because they haven't reached a final. So I'm going to say Denver, the Warriors, and then Dallas are my top three in the West.
Yeah, I mean, and I watched Irving last night, and, you know, without Luka, I figured, you know what, they're going to hang around against the Clippers, but they're not going to win the game. I mean, he was outstanding. I think 9 of 16, 24 points in Los Angeles. I think Dallas with the, you know, because Durant and Kyrie Irving will be forever connected at the hip, even when they separated and went their separate ways, departing Brooklyn. I think Dallas is going to realize more upward improvement with Kyrie than Phoenix is with Durant. You buy that or no? Is that a stretch?
I would.
In other words, Dallas is going to be better with Irving than Phoenix is with Durant.
I absolutely buy that. I'm not concerned about Chris Paul's fit with Kevin Durant at this point in his career. Chris Paul does not need to be the guy. What I am concerned about is how Devin Booker is going to handle the arrival of Kevin Durant. We knew Steph Curry is the type of guy that when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors, Steph Curry was going to be like, "Dude, I'm going to defer to you so much. We're just going to have fun. One of us is always going to be open."
How is this team going to gel is what I hear you saying. Yep.
Exactly. And it's not even just the team gelling, it's Devin Booker specifically who he adapted well when Chris Paul came in, but Devin Booker still has to have the ball in his hand. He likes being the guy. He's still the primary offensive weapon on that team. How does he handle being 1B or number 2 to a guy like Kevin Durant? The other thing that concerns me about Phoenix is they traded away all their depth, especially at the small forward position. They traded Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, who both fantastic small forwards, within the confines of that Phoenix team. So how that handles, how they stay healthy. Chris Paul's always hurt. Kevin Durant's kind of always hurt. There's a lot of pressure on DeAndre Ayton now. All the talk is they were able to get Kevin Durant without trading DeAndre Ayton. Well, now it's time for DeAndre Ayton to step up and show them why they gave him the big deal and why people should be happy they didn't have to give him up. So there's a lot of question marks. I do like Dallas going forward more than Phoenix for sure, though.
Yeah, we do know this. The second half of the season is going to be really, really interesting. And you're right. If Curry gets healthy in a hurry, Golden State's still the defending champions. And that Western Conference, look, I think Boston is rightfully head and shoulders the best, although – Philadelphia had an opportunity last night, squandered it. I can't figure out Doc Rivers. I cannot. I mean, he won a championship in Boston in 2008. he's got great talent there in Philly, but they're just it's a weird, weird team. And last night, undermanned. I mean, no Marcus Smart. Jaylen Brown, by the way, he's going to be out. Clearly not going to play tomorrow night. And, he broken facial bone as he took an inadvertent elbow from the other part of the big two in Boston, Tatum. So I don't know if he needs surgery or what, but if he does, it could be a protracted absence, or he could be wearing a hockey mask, one of those clear hockey masks, and be playing here in the next 4 or 5 days. We will see. But I think Boston rightfully is a clear favorite in the East, but Milwaukee's going to be heard from. We might hear from Philadelphia. I'm not so sure about Miami. And I'm probably missing one other in the East, not the Knicks, but the Bucks. But in the West, Dom, I think this is going to be one of seven teams. I really believe that. I think it's a seven-team free-for-all, and I can name them. I mean, I'll include Golden State. The Clippers, you can't write off the Lakers because you just don't know how they're going to bounce back. Phoenix, Dallas. I need two more. Who am I missing? Well, Denver.
Denver, and you got Memphis.
And Memphis. So there's your seven teams. You see it that way? Who would be your top three right now in the West?
Top
three in order.
Top three contenders for me, Denver, the Warriors, and Dallas. I'm not convinced Phoenix can get there. I'm not convinced Memphis can get there. But if those two teams were to make it, would I be genuinely surprised? Not really. Like you said, I can see a handful of different teams making it out of the West. And it really does come down to who stays healthy and who gets hot, because I think that's the margin for error in terms of differences between some of these teams is that minimal.
It's going to be interesting. It really is. And I feel, I do feel for Brooklyn, but look, it just didn't work. And once Kyrie waved the flag and Durant wanted out last year, he wanted the trade last year. He begrudgingly came back. It just goes to show you, once you go down that road and you ask for a trade, and even though if you, rescind and then try to come back and make it work, it just didn't work out. And then the anti-Semitic comments, the 8-game or 10-game suspension, whatever the end game was there, they just never, it never came around. It just never fit. It never felt right with the Brooklyn Nets and Durant and Kyrie Irving and, of course, Simmons. And the whole thing just never came together. Steve Nash couldn't do it. Jacques Vaughn's finding out it's difficult. It was a very, very almost just a jinxed organization. Just very, very strange situation there. All right, great job. Dom's download. We're going to come back. We're going to look at games tonight. Again, Lakers will not have LeBron tonight. They say it's the ankle, probably a big letdown too after the scintillating night as he became the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. So no LeBron tonight at Crypto as the Milwaukee Bucks roll into town. College basketball, Iowa-Purdue headlines, which is a pretty tepid Thursday night. And then our final football Friday tomorrow, we'll go round all the Super Bowl interesting scenarios coming up in Arizona. We'll look at the TV commercials. We'll look at halftime show. We'll kind of put a big bow on Super Bowl week tomorrow during our final, hard to believe it, our final football Friday of the season. So we look forward to it. All right, we'll come back. We'll look at some of the TV games tonight, NBA, NHL, some college buckets as well, as we roll towards the top of the hour across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're presented by Muggsy's, again, Pizza House. It's National Pizza Day today. Celebrate this Thursday and Friday and this weekend with the Super Bowl. The big game 57 coming up on Sunday at Muggsy's Pizza House, an Irish sports pub on University Ave in Pleasant Hill, 2.5 miles northeast of the Iowa State Fairgrounds, 44 flat screens. This place will be burgeoning and bustling on Super Bowl Sunday. Doors open at 11 on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll come back here, put a wrap on it, look at streaming and screaming about the world of sports here on Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, talking to World of Sports here. Tonight, Iowa, Indiana, the women's game in the Big Ten, number 5, Iowa, number 2, Indiana. They were, early on second quarter, tied at 19. So we'll have scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night on Sports Overnight America. But a huge game in the Big Ten on the distaff side of the proceedings in college basketball. Men tonight, also in Indiana, across the way in West Lafayette. It'll be Purdue, ranked number 1 in the country, Iowa unranked at the moment, but designs on a major upset tonight. But Zach Eddy will get his points and rebounds. You watch. Somewhere between 30 and 35 points, 18 to 24 rebounds, 4 or 5 block shots. Iowa's got no answer in the low block, but the guard play with Iowa could be huge. Murray and company. We'll see what Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith, Mason Gillis, Caleb First. That's a very well-rounded Purdue team. That's national championship caliber team. Even Brandon Newman and Trey Kaufman, Wren, all the way down. 8, 9 guys contribute somewhere between 6 and 22 points a game. They just and it's crazy because they'll send a guy into the game with 8, 9 minutes of playing time, and he comes up with 8 to 10 points, hitting occasionally threes. They're not a great 3-point shooting team, by the way. But inside, they are dominant. And Eddy is just Zach Edney, the big kid from Toronto. He's a beast. I mean, he just clogs up the middle. He makes it very, very difficult. So, any kind of inside game, you end up shooting from the perimeter. So if Iowa can hit the perimeter and hit threes tonight, I think they're in this game inside 4 or 5 minutes to go, that final TV timeout. Otherwise, could be a long night on the road in West Lafayette. Iowa needs the game in the worst way. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Thank you to Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Fame tight end. His spot with Dominic Jimenez, outstanding on behalf of Bear Aspirin. For everybody here at Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, get ready for the weekend. It is Final Football Friday. Brock Hines, Fred Smith, and everybody with their picks. We'll get Daniel Ogden as well. And you know how Dom feels about the whole deal. So we look forward to it on a Football Friday, the final one of the year. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.